And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Matthew Jackson with the Sitka Local Foods Network, here to talk about the Sitka Farmers Market. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Melissa.
Well, let's talk about it. It kicks off, what, tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. We'll be there starting at 7 a.m. setting up, and we're really excited to kick off the 2016 season.
Okay, so it is at the A&B Hall. And how many markets will there be this summer?
Well, we're at the A&B Hall for, I think, maybe our ninth year in a row now. And there's going to be 7 markets this year, which is one up from our usual 6. And so we're excited to offer more markets.
So that's a change. You have more markets happening. What's going to be offered at the farmers market, and are there any changes there?
You know, we've had a lot of transitions on the farmers market team this year. And one of the things we're trying to focus on is really make it a farmers market and focus on selling more food. And so we've really been reaching out to food producers. Sitka is kind of a funny place to have a farmer's market because until recently there was no farmers. So we were really excited to hear about Bobby Daniels' developments with finding land for her sawmill farm. And she's on vacation right now, but we're hoping she'll be at the next market.
But there are a lot of folks who grow and sell food at a small local plot, so that's going to be there. And it's not just produce that's available at the farmer's market, correct?
Yeah, in the past, there's been a lot of crafts. There's been nonprofits that might have been fundraising through raffles or quilt sales. And so there's a lot of that, too.
Okay, and things like jams, jellies, what might people be interested in?
We've got jams, jellies, simple syrups. You know, as far as I know, there's nobody baking bread this year. So if there's any bakers out there, the Sitka Farmers Market is looking for you.
Okay. And so you could come with cash. How else can you pay?
We are really glad to be able to accept EBT food stamps and also WIC vouchers. So that's a really simple process. We use a wooden coin system. I think of them as wooden nickels, but I think that's a idiom for money that's no good. But this money is good for something. You swipe your EBT card, and we'll cash you in these wooden nickels that you can spend anywhere in the market.
Okay. And what about outside? Is there going to be any entertainment, any food available for folks to buy and eat?
Well, there's that new food truck across the street on Catlian. And other than that, we don't have any prepared food at the market, but with the food truck across the street, I think folks will have plenty of options. And this Saturday, my friends Ben Timby and Tom Crane are going to be playing some old-time music in the BHA parking lot right next to the A&B Hall. So I'm really looking forward to hearing them play.
So there's a lot of build-up and a lot of work involved to pulling off the farmers market every year. Are folks feeling excited?
Yeah, we're excited. It's been a lot of hard work. We've had a lot of like I said, the farmers market team has changed a lot over the last year. And so it's been a learning process for us, but that's just all part of the fun.
Okay. And what's going on with the Sitka Local Foods Market Network beyond the market?
We've got a lot going on. We got a Toms of Maine 50 States for Good award this year, which has allowed us to pursue a few extra projects on the side. We're installing a new garden shed at the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm on Lincoln Street, which is a big improvement over the old shipping container that had been our garden shed for the last 9 years. We're continuing our really successful garden education programs. We've had classes throughout the year teaching people every step of the way from planting your seeds to harvesting, how to put in your own garden. We have a garden mentoring program where some of our expert gardeners actually come out and work with people in their own yards to, you know, literally build the raised beds, plant the seeds with them. So we have a lot of different things, a lot of different projects trying to cover all the bases of the food system in Sitka.
Okay, so first Sitka Farmers Market is happening tomorrow at the A&B Hall. When does it open and when does it close?
As usual, the farmers markets are starting at 10 a.m. The bell will ring. Vendors can't sell before the bell rings at 10 a.m. And then we continue by until 1. But most of the best produce is usually gone by noon, so get there early.
Okay. And then there are 7 Saturdays over the summer. Do you have those dates at the top of your head?
I believe I do. It's July the 16th, July the 30th, August 13th, August 20th, September 3rd, and September 10th.
All right. And how can folks find out more about the market and the Sitka Local Foods Network?
Well, we've got a great website, SitkaLocalFoodsNetwork.org, and we've also got a Facebook page, Sitka Local Foods Network. Big thanks to Charles Bingham. He does a lot of the work for us, keeping our Facebook page exciting and updating the website.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Mosa.
We've been speaking with Matthew Jackson with the Sitka Local Foods Network. The first Sitka Farmers Market kicks off this Saturday at the AMB Hall.